from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
I'm Bob McIntyre. Both the Kid Mine site and the Met site are closing at the end of 2026. Glencore is the largest employer in Timmins and has several workers commuting from neighboring communities. Timmins Mayor Michelle Boileau says the concerns that arise aren't as serious as in the past. She says there are a lot of exciting job opportunities for the workers as the area is emerging as a nickel district.
We're pretty confident that the people that will be affected by this announcement will be able to find themselves new opportunities in mining in Timmins, that there's such a demand. We're hopeful that people will just be able to move into different positions.
Boileau applauds Glencore's commitment to help its workers find their next opportunities. Two people who were in a pickup truck that collided with a tractor trailer on Highway 101 in the west end of Timmins this morning were taken to hospital with serious non-life-threatening injuries. Timmins police had a detour in place for a big part of the morning following the crash near Kamascosha Road. The tractor trailer driver is charged with careless driving causing bodily harm. The MPP for Meshkagawa, James Bay, has presented a new private members' bill at Queen's Park to help young truck drivers travel in winter conditions. New Democrat Guy Bourgoin says his bill proposes mandatory entry-level training or MELT for Class D licenses and that both Class A and D include a dedicated winter training module.
Truck drivers would be exposed to simulators that would give them experience to winter conditions like black ice, like slush, like snow, winter condition, whiteouts.
Bourgoin says simulators are used in other industries like forestry and airlines to train pilots, and the bill could be similar to the province of Quebec. He understands that conservatives may not support it, but he hopes they can come to an understanding and work together on something bigger to protect all drivers. A man from Fort Severn on the Hudson Bay coast has lived to tell the tale about a fight with the polar bear early today. Anishinaabe police say the man is expected to recover from injuries to an arm and both legs. The man and his wife were outside before 5 o'clock looking for their dogs. They were in their driveway when the polar bear lunged at the woman. The man jumped onto the animal to keep it from attacking his wife. A neighbor shot the bear several times. It was found dead in a nearby wooded area.
For these stories and more, or to sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.